Fitness is a key component of military fighting power, and One UK Armour Division prides itself on training soldiers that are fit and prepared to carry out their task to the highest of standards. The GOC's fitness policy is very clear, and it says that all soldiers in the division who are medically fit must complete their mandated fitness assessments. As we approach the end of the training year, the unit chain of command and RAPTC staff are reminded that time is running short for mandated fitness testing and assessments are to be completed. Units are strongly encouraged to have a final push on their PFA, AFT and BCM statistics, especially with only 18 days left of this training year.
Carl, if I can ask you, what's the One UK Div Rhino Warrior competition?
Well, Andy, this is a new promotion, and it's in order to promote fitness and give added incentive and recognition to units, individuals who have done particularly well in supporting the GOC's directive. The One UK Armoured Div Rhino Warrior competition was introduced. This initiative encourages units to improve MAT 2 stats and inter-unit competitiveness across the Div. Rhino Warrior is based on a unit reaching a baseline of 75% success on their PFA and AFT results, and is determined on the amount of personnel tested against the unit's held strength. As of the 1st of March, front runners for the major units are 2 rifles, 5 rifles and 2 battalion Remy, and for the minor units they're HQ 7 armour brigade, as they are still yet to qualify though.
I've heard about Rhino 300, but what does it actually entail, the Rhino 300 competition?
Yeah, the Rhino 300 is based on the amount of individuals within the unit who achieve the higher PFA assessment fitness levels with their respective age categories. These are personnel that achieve 300 points or more. And again, as of the 1st of March 14, the front runners for the major units are 2 rifles, 5 rifles and 2 battalion Remy. And for the minor units, HQ 1 UK Armoured Div, however, they are still yet to reach the 75% mark to qualify.
Will there actually be any prizes awarded at all?
Yeah, the GOC will be presenting prizes to the winning units. For those that win the Rhino Warrior / 300 trophy will be awarded. However, each individual, in addition to receiving a 300 Club member T-shirt provided by HQ Army, will receive a Rhino 300 T-shirt as they help towards winning the Rhino 300 competition.
Brilliant. So this is catering for all fit soldiers out there. But what are we doing about those personnel who perhaps are either injured or maybe downgraded long-term, Carl?
Good question, Andy. Units take the management of rehabilitation of injured or downgraded personnel very seriously, and there is a continued drive across the division to educate and support individuals and develop new ways to assist soldiers who fall into the PFA AFT failure cohort, or those that are classed as high risk or high or extreme overweight or even underweight in some cases on their body composition measurements. We run a successful weight management programme and strongly encourage them to attend one of the divisional weight management courses held in Hereford.
And would you say these courses are successful?
Yeah, having conducted 2 successful courses already under the direction of Staff Sergeant Matt Bird, RAPTC, these courses provide expert advice from subject matter experts and provides attendees a wider understanding and the tools to continue in reaching their long-term goal whilst back at their unit.
So, come on then, what else is new in One Division then?
What's taken up most of my time at the moment is that there has been a major physical training equipment replacement programme across the division, which has seen old cardiovascular and strength training equipment replaced for new modern state-of-the-art equipment. Soldiers will have access to high-quality kit from now on, which they can train and develop their fitness levels on.
Fantastic. And what's the sort of current news, let's say, on the sporting front?
Well, sporting is a sensitive subject with Clyde passionately driving this, as you know. I know he has a full programme of sports and some new initiatives in the pipeline. I hate to steal Clyde's thunder, as I know he's on Monday. And even my wife and kids tune in to hear him, as they love to hear the banter between you guys on air.
Well, even though he's a Man United supporter, he's not a bad bloke, is he?
Not at all, not at all. Keeps on my toes.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us.